Welcome to Larry Reedy's America. This is my first new podcast. I want to thank everyone for the support of my existing podcast, the original version and the whiskey version. All combined published podcasts, which are 39, are available at LarryReedy.net, Facebook, and all other sites such as Apple, Spotify, Podbean, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and such. The reason for this site is in my original book, BatesvilleShooter.com, BatesvilleShooter and Friends, which was derived from BatesvilleShooter.com. My book sold a number, I don't know, maybe 1,700 volumes are out, all favorable reviews, and I did reviews on my gun collection and on friends who put in reviews on one of their favorite or a couple of their favorite books. Since then, I've added to my collection, and I will also review those. And in my book, to keep it as brief as possible, I tried to keep the reviews down, just talking about the gun itself. I reviewed revolvers, pistols, rifles. I always wanted to add some comments to it, but I was afraid the book would be just too long. The elderly population, and not only just elderly, a lot of people have vision problems, and they don't read. Some of them are veterans who have an interest in guns, just like myself, and most of the people I know, because in this country, the average household is 2.5 people, and the average of the household, about 50% or 70 million households own at least one gun. So not everyone in the population can read a book anymore, and also not everyone can pay $29.95 for a book. So, and also some of the people that have bought my book might be interested on some of the newer books that will be reviewed. I'm going to have occasionally some of my contributors to the first book. But my main goal is to have a relatively short podcast that will be released every Saturday morning. I'm going to try and keep it at 20 minutes where I'll start off with revolvers. I'll review some of the revolvers, make some comments. When the 20 minutes is up, we'll call it a day and then the next Saturday. But they'll always be available on my home site of Podbean or Pandora, Amazon, Apple, Spotify, the rest of them. The main thing is the first original podcast comes out every Monday morning, and that deals strictly with people with either unusual jobs or done great things for the communities, or have unusual business, and just a credit to society. The second podcast comes out every Thursday morning, and that podcast deals with whiskey. I have three co-hosts that all have excellent taste on whiskey. We do blind taste tests on and other things on that podcast, and that's available every Thursday morning at 6 o'clock. They're always available easiest way to listen to my podcast is go to LarryReedy.net, hit listen, and you will be able to scroll down on my Podbean home site for every podcast that's been released and pick and choose whatever you want to watch. So first of all, I think what we'll do, I'm going to take a short break and I will be right back. I want to get up into the book, how it started, and read a couple reviews for our first podcast. So I will be right back. Okay, I'm back now. Let's just start with the book itself. The book, Batesville Shooter and Friends, was printed by Orange Fraser, and it's an excellent book. When I had the book printed, they gave me an option of having it done in China, which that wasn't going to happen. Even though I could have saved a few thousand dollars. But let's start off with a book. The acknowledgments. I appreciate my friends for their reviews and inputs. I thank my wife, Nancy, for her support, my family, friends, and the people who read and gave me great reviews on my first book, My Quest for Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness from 1939 to 2019. I want to thank Sandy Ziegler, a Batesville photographer who captured the fire blast from M1A SOCOM for the cover. She is also responsible for the photo on the back of the book. Her website is studio1086photography.com. The table of contents in this book, I will go over everything. First there's an author's note and introduction. Section 1 is revolvers. Section 2 is my pistols. Section 3 is rifles. Section 4, accessories, shooting aids, and advice. Section 5, I picked out about 10, well-known manufacturers, gave a little brief acknowledgement to them and what they've done. Section 6, probably my favorite part, is review from my friends. And then there's an addendum and about the author. So anyway, on my introduction, my book is based on my website, batesvilleshooter.com. My site was published on October 28, 2016, and has over 500,000 visitors and 22,000 subscribers. I own 115 guns. That's changed. I think I have 125 now. And I have a 200-yard rifle range and a pistol range. If I purchased any more weapons, I think my wife would try to commit me to a mental institution, and that's for sure. I'm not an expert on firearms, so as you read my reviews, remember these are just my opinions. And I thank my friends that took the time to write a review for the guns. By the way, BatesvilleShooter.com, I merged into LarryReedy.net. I thought it was foolish to have two sites. So I'm going to start off our first section is revolvers. And this is my very first gun purchase ever. This is a Smith & Wesson K-22 Masterpiece. Smith & Wesson K-22 Masterpiece was purchased in 1962. I changed the grips and still have the originals. Fun and cheap shooting. Phenomenal quality. I posted a YouTube video that is informative and entertaining on my website. I want to revisit this post on my K22 masterpiece because this pistol is impressive. I purchased this 57 years ago and is still accurate. Looks like it's brand new and performs flawlessly. The reason I'm posting this revolver first is it brings back great memories. While I was in the Army serving in the Panama Canal Zone, I purchased my first K-22 at the Post PX for $29 or $39. It was a great pistol, and I sold it to a friend of mine when I left the Canal Zone for the States to receive my honorable discharge. The K-22 Masterpiece is my first purchase of any weapon. I try to fire it at least 50 rounds once a year. I highly recommend YouTube for videos for the old and new Smith K-22 revolvers. The new Smith & Wesson 22 revolvers is also, it's a beautiful gun. I love revolvers and pistols and rifles, but there's something about the workmanship. I mean, not that the pistols don't have great workmanship, but some of these revolvers are just a magnificent piece of work. My next gun is a Ruger Super Red Hawk 44 Magnum. The Ruger Super Red Hawk 44 Magnum is a hand cannon. I love shooting this revolver. It has quite a bit of recoil and is very accurate. The quality of the weapon is superb and the stopping power is phenomenal. A few years ago, my daughter Julie invited two guest teachers from Spain to visit Nancy and me in Batesville. Spain does not allow gun ownership, so they were amazed at my gun collection. I gave them a safety class and started their shooting experience with a 22 long rifle pistol. We moved up to a 9mm pistol. My grandson David was also shooting. I asked the teachers and David if they would like to shoot a 44 Magnum, and they had a Dirty Harry smile on their face and enthusiastically said yes. I demonstrated firing the beast before they each fired five rounds. The teachers didn't hit the target, and David placed four rounds on a cardboard, not the target. He was proud that he was somewhat near his ultimate destination. His ego was shattered when I pointed out that four of his rounds hit the concrete and ricocheted onto the cardboard. There are great videos on YouTube featuring the Super Red Hawk and the Super Red Hawk Alaska. I reviewed this October 28th, 2016, and I forgot on my previous review of the Smith & Wesson K-22 Masterpiece, I reviewed that November 11th, 2019. The next is my Smith & Wesson 357 Combat Magnum. It's a Model 19. I purchased my Smith & Wesson 357 Magnum in 1966. This is a great revolver. I chose this model over the Colt Python because the double action of the Smith, in my opinion, was a lot smoother. I believe I paid between $400 and $500, which was about the same price for a Python. Colt discontinued their model before the Smith & Wesson. And so on the used market, the Python is selling for $1,800 to $4,000. Smith & Wesson reintroduced the Model 19 And if you're looking for an excellent revolver, I highly recommend the Model 19. There are unique videos on YouTube. And two of my favorite guys on YouTube is Hickok 45 and Team Such. I had a couple exciting experiences with my Combat Magnum that I will share. 36 years ago, my wife Nancy woke me up out of a sound sleep at 2 a.m. and told me that someone pulled in our driveway and turned the lights out. I think I did what any reasonable person would do. I put on a pair of pants, walked out the back door, sneaked around the car to the driver's door, and placed the barrel of my .350 Magnum against his head. And I asked him if he was lost. He replied, "Jesus Christ, Mr. Reedy, don't shoot. It's me, David." David is a friend of my son, Larry, and I told David that I didn't think it was a good idea for him to stop at our home at 2 a.m. with his lights out. We never hit another late-night intruder. Another incident, I was interviewing a young man for a sales position for my company in the mid-1970s when my secretary interrupted me because Nancy was on the phone and needed to speak to me. She told me that the children and our miniature schnauzer, Sniffles, had a groundhog cornered, and she needed some advice to handle the situation. I said, "Get the .357 Magnum and shoot the son of a bitch." When I finished the conversation, the gentleman I interviewed told me he did not want to work for me and was almost running towards the door. Go figure. I reviewed this September 10th, 2018. This next one is very sentimental to me. It is a Uberti bird's head. My brother Ron will be 92 in December, and due to some health problems, he decided to give some of his guns to relatives. I received a Uberti bird's head chambered in .357 Magnum. Uberti manufactures Old West replica models, and the quality is excellent. The Uberti was purchased by the Beretta Group several years ago, and their upgraded manufacturing process is unique. My bird's head has a 3.5-inch barrel and is an excellent 20 to 25 feet revolver. Cimarron Arms also sells Old West replicas, and Uberti manufactures most of their products. If you like single action revolvers and want to own models that are part of our country's history, Uberti or Cimarron have excellent guns. The Uberti has minimal recoil and is fun to shoot. An update, the review was August 14th, 2018. The update is my brother Ron died in May of 2020 at the age of 93. Brother Bill died February 2012 at the age 80. So I am the last of the Mohicans, so to speak. So this is a sample, and this is my first podcast that will be listed, Larry Reedy's America G, Episode 1. I hope to do many, and I hope the reception on these is good, because right now, I've been very fortunate. I think my first podcast was in mid or late September. I'd have to look it up of last year. So, you know, I won't be doing podcasts till, you know, this. I mean, my annual will be my annual podcast comes due, I think it's September 24th. So I'm recording this. This is March 31st, 2023. And I'm very fortunate my podcast has grown to the point that I'm shocked. It's about 5 months more than, you know, ahead of time. And we're in 8 different countries and about have listeners in, I think it's either 35 or 36 states. And the statistics are not quite accurate because some of my downloads, quite a few, it says unknown for where they were downloaded from. And I don't know. I think it's not just my Podbean site, which I think they do an excellent job. But I think this is kind of the story with everyone. You just can't get a totally accurate podcast. But I'm grateful. And again, I don't monetize this. I have no advertisers, so you will never be interrupted with ads. I'm not in this for the money. I'm in it to have some fun with it and talk to interesting people. And I love the comments that I get either online or a lot of people send me a text at 812-871-4224 or comments at Larry Reedy, R-E-I-D-Y, at mac.com. Anyway, this is the first of many, and I will talk to you on the next podcast. And right now, let's go out with the Star Spangled Banner. So, thanks for listening, and God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. I'll talk to you on the next podcast.